Now, the government is said to be thinking about extending the assessed water charge rate for 2 years rather than the initial 9 months. Enda Kenny has said the Cabinet will discuss the issue again next week. At the moment, an assessed charge will apply to every household in the country until next summer, and after that, every house with a meter will pay based on the amount of water used. But public anger around water charges shows no sign of going away, with more street protests planned. On the line now is Fine Gael TD Alan Farrell, who earlier this week called for the Board of Irish Water to resign. Good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
Extending the flat charge for 2 years, that is something you support. That conveniently, though, brings you to the next election.
Perhaps that's the case, but the measure, I believe, which, as I've said, I support, I believe would allow the Irish public the opportunity to assess the structure of Irish Water and the billing structure and what exactly is going to occur over the next 2 months in particular, but obviously will allow them to ascertain usage over that period as well in terms of the bills that are arriving from January, but that may in fact be February if what was said on Wednesday afternoon by the regulator is anything to go by.
Do you accept that for the vast majority of people, their biggest issue is that the charge is too high?
I would certainly concur that there is a cohort of individuals out there, particularly low-income families, who have a great deal of concern about where they're going to find, €150 or whatever it transpires to be in a family with children scenario. I completely accept that. I've had constituents of mine on over the last number of weeks.
But it extends beyond low-income earners as well.
Yes, it does, because there are a great deal of families out there, in and around the average industrial wage, whom I would imagine will struggle when it comes to another bill. And that was the purpose of the budget announcements in relation to USC reduction, in relation to other measures that the Minister for Finance announced last Tuesday. But unfortunately, because of the issues in relation to communication with Irish Water, really all of that good news, if you want to call it that, has been swallowed up by the issues and the controversies.
But until that charge is reduced, and I know that the government is introducing tax relief and the €100 as part of the household benefits package, but that means that the government has acknowledged that the charge for a certain section of people is too high.
I would accept the idea that the measures that were announced last Tuesday were an acknowledgement that there is a large group of individuals, a large cohort, who may struggle to pay their water bills when they arrive next year. And there is an equal amount of acceptance amongst my colleagues and indeed in my own office with regard to the fact that if we can reduce the burden that will be placed upon the Irish people in January of this year, that it will be remembered on the basis of a number of things that have happened over the last 12 months. I mean, if you go back to 2011 and recall where we were in terms of the budgetary cycle for 2015, we were taking $2 billion out of the economy. That clearly isn't going to be the case. And lessening the impact of those water bills was one of the purposes of the budget announced last week.
But how are you planning to do that? Because, people are still facing bills of, for three people in a house, nearly €400, and it keeps rising with the number of adults in the house.
Well, one of the ideas that was mentioned last Wednesday, just gone, by a couple of individuals, and indeed I think it was reported by Martina Fitzgerald on your own 9 o'clock news in relation to the two parliamentary party meetings, which is already in the public domain, was that both parties had discussed the possibility not only of the extension of the capped assessed rate for 9 months, but also the possibility of a capped charge. I would certainly concur that there is a possibility that we would amend the pricing structure of Irish Water to cap the consumable adult in the household, i.e. the individual who's being charged for the water, because of course children will remain free.
Okay.
I would certainly concur with some sort of provision that would cap the overall charge, so that where the household benefits package provides for €100 back on their tax bill, and there might be additional measures taken over the next number of weeks. But one of my key requirements, I think, and I think a key requirement of everybody, would be that there would be a prompt response to the issues that have been raised over the last week.
Okay.
From Cabinet, and indeed Alan Kelly has indicated that there will be a prompt response.
Alan Farrell of Fine Gael, thank you very much indeed.